As President Trump resumes his duties at the White House, he's still being treated for the coronavirus. With the Commission on Presidential Debates announcing that the second matchup with Joe Biden will be virtual, President Trump has already said he will not participate. In our second segment, we talk with local emergency room physician Mike Murphy about what is recommended if someone has the virus. Should someone be out and about if they have this disease?
Absolutely not. I think anybody who's been tested positive, it can't be overstated. They need to quarantine by themselves. So even if they have somebody else in the house, they need to be in a room by themselves for 10 days. We know it's a very contagious disease. Certainly, if you have this, you should not be out and about. I mean, the idea that you shouldn't be afraid of this or you shouldn't be worried about it is a bit of an overstatement. If you have this disease, you should be quarantined. You need to stay home and away from people for at least 10 days.
What about this idea that one might get over this disease quickly? I mean, election-wise, we're looking at a fairly fast calendar here, and obviously the president wants to get back on the road or to at least be doing things.
Well, I mean, certainly he may feel better, and that would be a great thing. Certainly everybody wants everyone to have full recovery if they get coronavirus, but the truth is you can still be contagious even after you don't have symptoms. So we know that for at least 3 days after you have any fever, you can still be contagious. The 10-day number that was put out there by the CDC was based on the idea that people can still be contagious for up to 10 days after they've been tested positive.
One of the things that struck me about the White House is that it seemed to rely upon testing as something that could keep the virus away. Obviously, that was not the case. And it seems as if they over-relied upon testing rather than, say, masks.
I think they certainly had an under-reliance on masking and social distancing. The big thing with the testing for coronavirus is if you have a positive test, you can definitely say, hey, you're positive. A negative test can be negative for a number of reasons, and they may have been negative because it was too early in the process. There wasn't enough of the virus present to turn the test positive. The sampling that was done was poor. So if you have a poor sample early in the testing, you may have a negative test. And like you said, if you're over-reliant on a negative test that may be a false negative, you have an increased risk of transmission. Some of the people, as I understand it, that was at the White House ceremony for the new Supreme Court justice, you know, they had a negative test at the time, and they said, hey, we thought it was safe. The White House told us it was safe to take our masks off. And then subsequently, a number of them, as you have seen, have tested positive. So I am not enough of an epidemiologist to say, hey, all of this came from that event. But certainly, those people all tested negative, and within 48 to 72 hours, were testing positive. So I think an over-reliance on a negative test is probably not the way to handle it. I think I would say that people should continue to social distance and wear masks and screen themselves for symptoms, and if they have them, they should seek testing.
In our final segment, we talk with Dr. Murphy about those rallies where many attended without wearing masks, including the president. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media. ¶¶